History Con stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont says more than half the state residents 16 and older have gotten at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. That's slightly more than half the people living in Connecticut have received that. Lamont reported yesterday close to 1 million of the state's population of nearly 3.6 million have been fully vaccinated, meaning someone has received a shot of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine or a second shot of the two-dose Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. In all, more than 2.4 million vaccine doses have been administered since mid-December. New York's Scheduler Road Test tool was restored yesterday after an outage that lasted for nearly 2 weeks. You can now schedule your road test by visiting the State Department of Motor Vehicles website or by calling 518-402-2100. Eversource has partnered with major utilities to increase electronic vehicle charging stations across the country. Clean Energy Company joins coalition to ensure the drivers have a seamless access to chargers on major highways. It's an effort to provide drivers with effective and convenient charging options that enable long-distance electric vehicle travel. Eversource is joining the Electric Highway Coalition, comprised of seven of the nation's leading utility companies. The coalition will advance clean energy by helping to enable EV drivers access to uninterrupted travel across major regions of the country. Each utility will provide EV charging solutions within its service territory through a network of DC fast chargers, coordinating with neighboring utilities, and will connect major highway systems from the Atlantic coast through the Midwest and south into the Gulf and Central Plains regions. In a story in this morning's Republican American, Kent Road foreman Rick Osborne has an additional role as manager of the transfer station after being hired for the position by the Board of Selectmen. He'll continue as road foreman managing the town crew of the Highway Department Monday through Friday, while add on the duties at the transfer station on Saturdays and Sundays. Selectmen agreed April 6th to hire Osborne for the part-time position that has been vacant for months. In Norfolk, the Inland Wetlands Commission last week continued a hearing on a site plan for the development of Haystack Woods, an affordable housing project off Old Colony Road. Norfolk Foundation Living President Kate Johnson told commission members the foundation has learned that work on phase two of the project would be more significant than anticipated because the road would be too steep. A balloon test is planned for a proposed Otis cell tower site. After a full public debate, officials in Otis plan to take up the proposed cell tower near Big Pond. The select board is scheduled to discuss logistics of a balloon test at the site near Churchill and Great Woods Road. The tower is opposed by residents of Big Pond area of East Otis. They have called on town officials to halt the project, which the town itself initiated in an effort to improve infrastructure for emergency communications in the region. So meetings going on today in Sharon. The Board of Selectmen have a meeting at 3 p.m. in Kent. Kent Sewer Commission has their regular meeting at 4. The Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 6:30. The Housatonic River Commission at 7:30. In Cornwall at 5 p.m., the Wastewater has a Zoom committee meeting. And at 7 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning has a public meeting via Zoom. In Salisbury, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 5 p.m. today. In Hillsdale, New York, the town board meets at 7 p.m. tonight via Zoom. Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, the Berkshire Eagle, and Berkshire Bank teaming up to present a series of virtual online lectures entitled Bridging Divides, Healing Communities. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and 19th District New York Congressman Antonio Delgado are featured in this discussion regarding inclusive futures. That'll happen tonight at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required at berkshiretaconic.org/speakers. The Dover Union Free School District has a Board of Education meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Now coming up tomorrow, New York State Police and the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office hosting a child passenger safety seat event by appointment only at the Amenia Firehouse. It happens tomorrow from 4 till 7 p.m. To make an appointment, 845-677-7331. In Falls Village tomorrow, a regular meeting of the Recreation Commission via Zoom at 7 p.m. Noble Horizons and Sharon Audubon naturalist Bethany Schiffer on tomorrow at 7 p.m. have an introduction to the brave migratory birds who travel hundreds of miles each year to spring the spring and summer here. They'll help participants begin identifying the birds, where they come from, and how they manage the expedition. Registration for the Zoom link for the pre-program is at noblehorizons.org. A public hearing will be held by the Town of Pine Plains Planning Board. That comes up tomorrow at 7:30 for the purpose of hearing all persons for or against the minor subdivision application submitted by Cedar Ridge Farm for a property located on Route 82 in the Town of Pine Plains. Dovertown Board has a special meeting. That is coming up tomorrow. New England cuisine, cocktails, and history will be the topics of conversation tomorrow at 7 p.m. during a virtual program by the Kent Memorial Library and the House of Books. Copies of the books are available at houseofbookscT.com. Town of Sheffield Planning Board has a planning meeting. That is coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. Village of Millerton has a special meeting coming up on Thursday. Election information at 6 o'clock. Contact the Village Hall for a link to the meeting or watch live on Facebook. Town of Amenia Board meeting will be held on Thursday at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Ankrum, New York Town Board meeting is on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pine Plains has their Town Board meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. Sheffield Kiwanis will sponsor a food drive at the Great Barrington Price Chopper on Saturday from 8:30 until 4:30. Taconic Hill Central School District has a blood drive on Saturday from 9:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. That is in the cafeteria of the high school. In Sharon, you can help clean up Sharon's roadsides. Meet members of the Sharon Energy Environment Commission on Saturday at 10 a.m. in front of the Hotchkiss Library. They'll provide roots, safety vests, latex gloves, garbage bags. Bring your own mask, and if you have your own safety vest, you're asked to bring that too. The rain date will be the 18th. The D.M. Hunt Library has an online event, Beavers in Connecticut with Ginny Apple, Master Wildlife Conservationist, on Saturday at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,745.40, the NASDAQ at 13,850.00, and the S&P 500 at 41,27.99. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.